You can sense, you can tell the people who are still here and are smart enough to be around and who have decided, okay, I want to go out and I want to do this and I want to learn about it. That's what it takes. So I'm sort of like, when I'm talking to you and we do this stuff, and I'm hoping that somewhere along the line that some guy that's doing this that really cares will pick up the print and go, you know, I never thought of that. That's a good idea. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll, you know, I mean, you can, you don't necessarily, I'm not saying you have to go down and take every acting class in the world or any, you know, you don't need to go take ballet or something. But if you just went down to the, and not even to the West End, go into here, into the plays where they're making, you know, no money, and watch The Craft, and go see one play and watch them, and then go catch some plays. Go see if you can figure out what the director's done with this staging. You can. You just have to start. It's like anything. It's like having to, you know, learning how to build a house. You can read about it, but until you actually do it.
Yeah.
About time.
Okay, one second. Let me just finish this thought. You know, until you actually go do it, you know, you can learn the technique, but then you got to develop and you got to do it. I would love to go teach rock stage technique, because there definitely is that. There's a rock. I mean, I know it sounds very technical and very clinical, but it doesn't have to be. It's like the best thing to do would be to teach focus. You just teach very basic kind of instincts, sight lines. But, you know, sight lines are what production managers walk up and tell bands about. And production managers walk up to me and go, the sight lines are bad here. And I'm going, well, they're not. I said, it depends on how you stage it. I said, if you stage it a certain way, the sight lines are perfectly fine. And they look at me like, what? And I go, it's all in how you do it. It's how you do it. It's the technique. Go away now. You know, and they look at me, you know. And sometimes they're right. You know, when I get nervous having to perform on television. There's a tech, these people, I'm always very envious of these people, and most of the time that's all they do, so they're able to pull it off in 4 minutes because that's all they do. But for me, I don't think in that scope. I don't think in 3-minute segments. My scope is I think in 2-hour segments. So to pull a piece of something out of there and project what I do in 2 hours in 4 minutes is like, it's frightening to me, and that's where my fear comes from. How do I project what I do in 2 hours in 4 minutes? Now, I didn't do a bad job on Top of the Pops the other night. It took me 5 minutes and 20 seconds though, but it was like, that was one of the best I've ever done, and I was very pleased with that. But I'm going to study the tape. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm getting a tape of it and going, all right, now what did I do here? What exactly did I do, and how did I do it? So I want to look at that. It won't be clinical. It's not going to be, I mean, the study will be clinical, but it's like anything. If you're going to take a golf lesson, you go take your golf lesson, right? And the first thing they tell you is like, don't try to take the lesson on the course with you, because now you've got to be a free-thinking guy again, and you need to do it.
Take the lesson when you
it takes practice. Yeah. You need to practice with it.